Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is footsteps. You know, the Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I also remember a scripture that says, if someone standing behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. So, let me ask you a question. Have you noticed lately that your steps are ordered by God? Have you noticed the difference of the way you're walking and what path you're on, opposed to what maybe God wants you to do? Do you even know what God wants you to do, what His will is for your life? Could be very different than somebody else's. The greatest fulfillment and reward in life is to know who you are and where you're going in life. And you can only find yourself in God. He's the one that directs your path. Matter of fact, the Bible also says He'll tell you which way to go and what to do. So I hope today that you'll look very closely at your footsteps and see where they're going. See, Jesus said, broad is the road that leads to destruction. And there's a lot of people walking that road. And He also said, narrow was the path or the road that leads to eternal life. And few there be that find it. I want you to find that road. I want you to know that you're walking on the right road that leads to victory, that leads to eternal life, that leads to fellowship with God, that leads to joy and peace and love and happiness. There's not much of that in this world today. It's all confused and life is tough and stress is great, and we don't need to be there. We don't need to be walking in that kind of stuff. It's much better to let the Lord direct our steps and know that our footsteps are in accordance to His will. And that brings up a real important point. If we want to have our steps be ordered of God, we have to get off the throne of our life and stop making all the decisions that take us down paths that are not of God. We could easily, because of our own will, step into immorality, to walk into confusion, to fall into a snare of the devil. We don't want to do that. We want to walk righteously. That's so important. So if we get off the throne of our life and we make Jesus Lord of our life, then we're giving Him the power of attorney. We're giving Him the right to tell us what to do. And that's what the scripture means when it says the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Your footsteps are of God because you let Him tell you what to do. And then you obey Him. It's time. Now is the time. It's really time, wouldn't you think, for you to finally surrender to God, to let Jesus be Lord of your life and live for Him. It really is. Think about it today, won't you? And come to Christ in a real way. God bless you and have a great day.